The race for governor is officially set in New Jersey. Former Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli easily defeated three other candidates in the Republican primary Tuesday. WHYY's Kenneth Burns takes a look at the matchup between Cittarelli and Democratic incumbent Governor Murphy.
Friends, we're just getting started.
The second time was the charm for Cittarelli, who first ran for governor in 2017. Now Cittarelli is facing a Democratic incumbent who has positive job approval numbers and earned praise for the state's pandemic response. Longtime Republican strategist Michael Duhaime says it's Murphy's race to lose.
It's a Democratic governor in a very Democratic state. And this state is only even more progressive, even bluer than it was in years past when Republicans have won.
That was the case for New Jersey's last Democratic governor, John Corzine, who lost his 2009 re-election bid to Christie, despite Barack Obama carrying the state in his 2008 presidential campaign. But Cittarelli has some challenges if he wants to win. For starters, 50% of registered voters don't know who he is. That's according to the latest Rutgers-Eagleton poll. Ashley Koning, with the Eagleton Center for Public Interest Polling at Rutgers, says Cittarelli doesn't have much time to build name recognition.
Even Murphy did not have this kind of deficit heading into his election campaign. And Cittarelli has arguably been around for longer and has already took a turn on this in terms of running in the primaries against Guadagno in 2017.
By comparison, Murphy has been a regular presence on TV and radio, giving regular updates on the pandemic. Analysts say Cittarelli must run back to the middle after being forced to run more to the right during the primary. After that, it becomes a mathematical exercise that involves getting votes from the vast majority of Republicans, a solid majority of independents, and some Democrats. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.